from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us. Still tons to get into. Big story of the day just a few minutes away. We'll get back into some of what we saw at Falcons practice earlier. Had a chance to talk to Kevin King, Falcons quarterback, about an hour ago as well. Check that out on the website, 92.9thegame.com. Andy and Randy page. Download the Odyssey app. You can check it over there. Subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast. It'll be available over there. There's a million different ways for you to listen to the Kevin King interview. And I would recommend that you do it.
Yeah.
It was very good. We'll get back into some college football conversation in 20 minutes as well. The AMA to wrap things up at 1:40, as always. And the final hour of the show, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com.
Andy, when's the last time you went to a library?
Oh, I would say about 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. All right. I've been to a library in I went to a library is when I played for the Rams, and on Tuesdays I would go to the elementary school and read to kids in the school library.
Oh, nice. That's great.
All right. And so we have to be able to say that, because yesterday Samson, he has tutoring on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and the tutor meets us at the new Snellville library. That thing is nice. It's at some place called the Cove or whatever. It's really a nice place, right? Kind of got a had to side eye a damn librarian because that bash with me. He's two. He's just boom, boom, boom. They're like quiet feet.
He's two.
So whatever. But it was quiet. And when it's quiet, he knows when to be loud as hell, right? So I take him outside and we hanging out, right? And so I'm looking around. They got security in the library, and never seen that before. And so I'm like, yeah, damn, top flight security in the damn. He was a cool brother. He spoke and everything. But I was curious, like, do people steal library books?
Probably.
Why?
People steal all kinds of stuff.
Check it out. Had a thing, though, and all I could think about was Friday. And you remember what Danny said, I got action. I don't know what this man did. The man walks out the library. And he got his little shorty with him. Little shorty about 3 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I just see, here come Top Flight. Hey.
Did it start beeping?
I don't know what happened. All I know is that Top Flight got up. It was going to go look like he's going to jam this man up about a damn library book. Now he got a shorty with him. I'm not stealing no library books.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the baby accidentally
grabbed
the book or something.
I don't know, dog. Yeah. But I was like, damn. Security. And this is a nice-ass library over in Snellville. Yeah. It's very nice. And I was like, this man finna jam this man up about a damn library book.
Yeah, that's not good.
With a little shorty,
yeah,
man.
You don't want to do that.
But I thought that's what I was thinking.
Although,
yeah.
Great cover.
Yeah.
You have a little 3-year-old steal something.
I know,
people,
man.
People aren't going to assume
but that was my thing.
Anything bad's going on.
But I thought, I was like, damn, when is the last time I went? They're nice, Andy. They got
really nice.
They got, like, kids sitting.
And
like,
you can check out all kinds of stuff beyond just books. You can get all kinds of stuff. Like, if you want to go to the Atlanta Zoo, and it's a little expensive to go to the zoo sometimes, you can go to the library, get a library card for free, check out a pass to the zoo, and go to the zoo for the cost of a library card, which is free. Like, Because, again, going to the zoo is really fun, and kids like to do it, and families like to do it, all that kind of stuff. It's not cheap.
No.
And so you can go to the library and get a pass to go to the zoo, among other various things. You can get, like, I think you could, nah, you probably can't do that. But there's all kinds of different stuff, like sporting goods and stuff that right. you can check out from the library.
I mean.
Maybe that's what they're doing. They're stealing baseballs.
So nice. I mean, and that's what I thought. I said, what did I tell my, because, like, they go to Barnes & Noble. So I'll go to Barnes & Noble with them and stuff. But, like, an actual library? The last time I went to one when we used to read the kids at the library in St. Louis, last time.
Yeah, all the stuff over there in Smyrna, like the Smyrna Village and the little gym that she goes to and all that, the library's right there.
Right.
So sometimes we'll just kind of do all that stuff when we're in there and take her to the library and check stuff out and all that. You want to know something really dorky that me and my wife are going to do on our next date night? You're going to really like this. You're going to be glad that I told you this. They have a like a records office at the library where you can get like old maps and old zoning and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
We want to know more stuff about our house, like who's lived there, and, you know, just info like that. So our next date night, before we go have dinner, we're going to go to the library.
What's so dorky about that?
It's kind of dorky to go to the library on date night.
No, it ain't. You know
it's
why?
It's going to be beautifully romantic, though.
No. Hold on. Listen to me now. That's your lady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if it wasn't your lady.
If it was just my idea, though, or just her idea, and the other one didn't want to do it, then that would be maybe a problem as
y'all,
well.
I bet
but we're both so excited about
that's
it.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. But now, if this was a regular.
I'm worried that, what if we find out that, like, something horrible happened in there, though?
Because
I'm already suspicious of a haunting.
Hey, man, all the houses are haunted. What did I just tell you, dog? As long as he don't bother me, I ain't bothering him.
They haven't bothered us in a while.
If the ghost, I got to go. I know he be down there.
Yeah,
I know he be down there watching the game sometimes. Hey, go have at it, dog. Again, as long as you don't bother me, I ain't going to bother the ghost.
Did you see Mookie Betts against
refused to stay in that hotel
in Milwaukee. I have so much respect
for him. I ain't mad at him.
Yeah. It's like,
if
I want a good night's sleep, I don't want to be woken up by a ghost.
There's no such thing as a dorky date with your wife.
There you go.
There is not.
There all right, go.
So don't ever think that.
Maybe get a little action in the library.
Hey, there it is. I always had that, you know, a chink, wow. They had some, because usually when little, you know, nothing against librarians, but they didn't look like they look now.
There can be sexy librarians.
Bounced at you, wow.
Yeah.
And that's what I would think about, you know, because, you know, I dabble in ex-hamster every now and then. And, you know, there's a librarian category.
There is, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a category for that.
There's a library category.
There's a category for everything, really.
Wow.
Depends on what you're into.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the big story of the day here to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Ow!
Another big one right there, you know, just good start by Charlie and you know, that's a big win, you know, way we're going. I mean, if we're going to make a push and do anything, that's kind of the way it starts happening. And so that was good.
Brian Snitker
there,
being positive, as always, but this one deservedly, about Charlie Morton's start yesterday. He needed it. They needed it. I know Chris Sale came up the biggest in game one of this series because Blake Snell was incredible. Very easily could have lost that game.
You remember when before we were like, why is this guy not on the team?
Yeah, and I still don't really understand what took so long for him to get on the team. And he still didn't get the contract that you would think that he would have gotten for a guy that won the Cy Young Award last year. But, yeah, Snell's been really good. Sale was better yesterday. They needed that win desperately after what happened on Sunday. They were able to build on it with another win yesterday. That's a streak now.
Yeah, man.
That's two games.
Oh, God.
That's a two-game winning streak.
And, that's called a winning streak.
That's called a winning streak. Which is, look, man, I mean, for where they're at right now.
I'll take it.
You take anything you can get.
Yeah.
So Charlie Morton having a nice start is big. 2,000 strikeouts in his career is a nice milestone for him as well. And today, honestly, probably more important than all of that, you get Michael Harris.
Yeah,
back.
Man.
So you're actually getting, like, top-end major league talent back into your lineup, especially top-end defensive major league talent, where this outfield has probably been the worst defensive outfield in baseball for about a month now. You get one of the best defensive outfielders in baseball back today, and hopefully that leads to a whole bunch of different positive stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you lost so many great players, so many good players, so many of your core throughout this season, and we don't have to say who all is not there, but it was always you knew that Michael was going to come back. I didn't know it was going to be this long.
No, nobody.
I don't think anybody knew that hamstring, second grade strain hamstring, was going to keep him out as long
as
it did.
It's crazy.
But he's back. He's back. Like you were saying, Andy, it's he's, you know, he solidifies the outfield. Now, he don't solidify. He just is a, he helps it out tremendously.
He helps tremendously.
Like you know, he's like what was the guy on Bad News Bears who damn it, the dude on the motorcycle that was running and catching the ball of everybody.
I know who you're talking about. I don't remember his name.
Yeah, him. It's like that. All right, so Larry, scoot a little bit more to your left. Michael got this happen.
Right.
You know, Michael.
But that's the only part about it with him coming off that hamstring is like, yeah, a great center fielder can make up for some of that, but how much is he going to be able to do immediately?
Kelly.
You know, because like the last thing you want is for I know they're not going to bring him back.
Oh yeah, no. No, we full boat, baby.
Yeah, you got
no.
Like
no.
You're not just center field; you're right center and left.
Yeah,
center
no,
as well.
No.
Like Soler can get the line.
Yes,
and then Kelnick's a good defensive outfielder.
Okay.
When he's in there,
right?
Laureano. They keep telling me on the broadcast Laureano's a good defensive outfielder.
Why do they keep saying that?
I don't know.
Have they not watched him?
Every time I see him play, doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
He hit a home run yesterday. To apologize for what he did on Monday.
Yeah,
appreciate that.
But no, I mean they got another good player back. I don't know where they bat him and everything like that.
They were saying probably middle end.
Okay,
like
okay,
six, something like that.
All right, and so you got that part about it, but now you have to, you know, try to continue to, you know, because it's hard to get excited because of what we just saw from this team, the bad.
Yeah,
you know, what
it's hard to get excited because of what's happened for 115 games of the season.
Yeah, and so you just got to find a way to keep this thing even. You're in the third wild card right now, battling up, trying to get there. And so, I mean, you just got to stay consistent. Great job by Charlie, but we don't know what the next damn start is going to be like for Charlie. You know, and that's always the thing with it. But, I mean, you're getting another good player back. Great win yesterday. Travis d'Arnaud has been, you know, just been Mr. Right on Time for him. And Iglesias has been outstanding last year. So there's a lot more positives. I don't know. Can you say the positive about this team outweighs the negative right now?
Right now.
Right
now? Because they've won two in a row.
Okay. All right.
If you would have asked me that Monday, I would have said absolutely no. Like, the negatives drastically. I mean, the way that they lost that game on Sunday was monumental.
It's brutal.
So, yeah, to come back and get a couple of wins after that was really nice. But, I mean, I don't know. No, probably not. Like, it's nice to win a couple games, but I don't know that I can go all the way to say that the positives outweigh the negatives. It's good to win a couple.
Yeah.
Grant Holmes is pitching today, which, you know, cool story.
I'm Kenny Powers!
Whatever.
Yeah, kind of looks like Kenny Powers.
I want him to, because he starts off.
Yeah, he does all right.
Yeah.
He does all right.
But then it's like, did they do anything good with him?
Well, they're going to have to score some runs today.
Yeah, thank you.
They're going to have to score a few runs today, probably. But Michael Harris is back. That's what we like. He's back.
Mandy, I know he's back.
I'm happy about that.
Are we just happy he's back? Because he wasn't particularly lighting it up when he left.
We're not talking, we don't worry about that. That was before. He's had a lot of time to mental reps. You know? Like Kirk Cousins is talking.
He's going to hit the ground running.
He's going to hit the ground running. Whatever other cliche we want to say. One foot in front of the other, one day at a time. Mental reps.
Mental.
All right. We'll come back. Yesterday we talked about some of the AP top 10 teams.
Right.
Let's talk about some of the teams that are 11 through 25. Teams that are maybe going to make a college football playoff. Teams that maybe could win a college football playoff game. Teams that maybe you think are ranked a little lower than they could be. And some Kirby Smart as well. He spoke with the media yesterday. We'll get to some college football conversation after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Away from an AMA to wrap things up here on Hump Day. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. We'll get into a little bit of college football in a minute as well. Obviously, the AP poll came out earlier this week. We talked about 1 through 10. And look, I mean, it's easy to make a case for Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, all these schools. You and I were kind of on the same page as far as, I don't know, Michigan lost a lot. Going to be hard to live up to it. Florida State, we'll see. We'll get into some of the teams outside of the top 10 that you like in just a minute as well.
Damn. Breakdancing, that will not be. We're not returning as a sport in the Olympics.
How much is that because of the
Australian said it's
lady?
Because of her.
Like, did she ruin it for everybody?
Yes, she did.
Because the other people that were breakdancing were incredible.
Yes, they were.
You and I were watching it.
Yes.
They were doing their thing.
But her ass came and ruined it for everybody.
They were real breakdancers.
Because she's a damn scammer.
She's a full scammer.
She's a full damn scammer.
And, I mean, I guess good for her because she got her little minute.
No, damn that. I hope she don't get nothing good comes from this.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't get any mayonnaise, perfume, or anything like that.
I hate damn scammers.
Me too. I'm not a fan
really
of scammers.
No, Abe, you said you weren't going to say nothing else about Olympics. And for 4 years, cut his mic off, Gordo. Cut his mic off, Gordo. Then what you going to talk about then?
I was going to say if she was an American, she'd have a reality show.
Probably.
Don't they do – they do reality TV in Australia, don't they?
Oh, yeah, there's some gutter
ain't
shows.
There, ain't there like – they do like – they do like damn near porn, don't they?
Is that right?
They probably have a show
like
called Love Down Under.
The four
that's actually a video I've watched.
Yeah, the foreign reality shows, they be getting in the
they get a little more they push the envelope a little further.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I stay away from reality because it ain't reality to me. But
like reality TV?
Yeah, shows and stuff, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I just yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, we cover the greatest reality TV in the world, sports.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually reality TV.
But yeah, she's a scammer.
She's a scammer, all full right. Scammer.
And she hoodwinked everybody.
All
and I
of
hope
us.
That nothing good comes from it. I hope she get kicked in the head by a damn kangaroo. Because all them other folks was out there working their ass off.
You know,
off.
That's one of the most common ways to die in Australia.
What? Get kicked in the head by a kangaroo?
Kangaroo casualty. No, I don't think that's true.
Oh, I'm about to say, I ain't been letting no kangaroo beat me to death.
Well, not you, of course.
No.
You take down any animal.
Hey, I ain't ever said that. Now, I didn't see how them damn kangaroo raised up.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
The biggest thing.
They punch and kick.
Don't show no fear.
Yeah.
There you go.
They can smell it.
If that, I'm just telling you, don't show that you're scared of it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Oh, yeah.
Animals can smell fear.
Yeah, and swing first.
But what is a kangaroo gonna smell when he runs up on me and knows I ate his cousin?
There you go.
That's you know what I mean?
That's just God's will.
That's an intimidating thing to be able to say to somebody.
Yeah. Don't stop. Like, I'm two things. I'll never get my feelings about nothing about you except two things.
Well, these are both recent.
Yes, I know.
Well, yeah. I ate a kangaroo a long time ago.
Yeah, but still.
But I bring it up all the time.
Yes, the kangaroo, and you know the other situation.
I'm not happy about this.
You could have did something about it.
What would you suggest?
Hold on. I can't put you in my situation. I can't be like, well, I would do this, but I can't do that because you won't do that.
No.
No, you're not going to do that. No. And rightfully so, you should not do that because you've never done that before.
No.
See, I've done it before. You've never.
All right, so here's what's happening.
You've never done it before.
Here's what's happening.
It just ruins it right now.
I know. Okay. I don't want to.
All right. That is our time. That is Andy and Randy's time.
I know it is. You know how much I look forward to this day.
This is our time. This is our moment that we get to hang out together. Just me and you.
I know.
No damn Abe. No, nobody. It's me and you, Andy.
And Tito's.
And Tito's and liquor.
We do it every year.
Liquor and sweat. Everything.
It's Friday of the Tour Championship. We're going to broadcast Thursday and Friday from the Tour Championship like we always do. You and I both Uber to the broadcast on Friday.
Yes.
And then when we get off the air on Tuesday, we just hang out. A couple years ago, they had to tell us to be quiet on the 13th green because we were having so much fun. Sorry. My bad, Victor Hovland. I wasn't trying to distract you. We were just having fun. But this year, we can't because we have to – they were not doing it on Labor Day weekend. And now this year they're doing it on Labor Day weekend, and I didn't look at the calendar, and we're going to North Carolina, and we leave on Friday after the show, so I can't hang out after the show.
Yeah, man, but that's okay.
I feel bad.
And no, you shouldn't feel bad,
but
okay?
I do feel bad.
All right. I feel bad, too. And yes, hint, hint, yes, I already know they voted it out, dog. We're just having fun with the breakdancing thing, man. Relax. Damn.
Sounds like an A.
We're having fun. Relax.
Why did they vote it out? They just didn't like it? Or
I don't know. Oh. But they've been voted out. She didn't have nothing to do with it. I know this.
I know.
We're just having fun, dog. Relax.
We're just having a little laugh.
Yeah. But, though, I'm not upset about that because your wife wants you to do it, and you always are correspondent with your wife.
Well, it's just – it's one of those things where I don't even know what we're going up there for, but – we're going up there, you know.
But I thought, you know, what I thought about because I was talking to myself about this. All right, if the situation would be switched, like if my wife mother lived 4.5 hours, which she technically does, you just got to go on an airplane to get there. But technically, if you could drive to my wife's house, the distance, would we be at like how y'all go up the in laws? Would we do that a lot too? And then I thought to myself, no. No. She would be up there a lot.
Right.
Yeah, but I would be up there as much as you go. Yeah. But it's okay, man. We got plenty of time. We got new contracts, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, pretty much.
So we're going to do those. We're going to do these again, man.
It's going to happen again. We'll be out there next year on Friday, unless I blow it again.
You didn't blow anything.
Well,
I'm not blaming you.
I am. You're going to be there.
I'm going to leave now.
Well, you're going to leave now, but
no,
you wouldn't.
No.
Why are you leaving?
Because you're not going to be there.
Exactly.
Okay,
my fault.
You saved me from a trip to Helen because my wife talked to your wife and said, well, he said if Andy's not going, he's not coming. Okay, because she knows that if Andy wasn't coming, I was not going.
I know, but it would have been fun to do that too.
Yeah. Because
then we would have been hanging out.
Yeah, but I really didn't want to do it.
I know.
But
I know you didn't.
But I really want to do this.
I know you do. And
you know what? Any listeners out there that want to hang out with me on a Friday – because I'm in my element then.
Yeah, you're penciled in.
Yeah, penciled in. So y'all want to come hang out with me. Y'all want to hang out with me.
East Lake Golf Course.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Friday, August, what would that be? August 30th, 2:00.
Yeah.
Okay, Tito's Stillhouse.
Yeah, y'all want to come hang out with Randy.
And if you want to see me quickly leave a golf course and then go drive 4 hours into the mountains of North Carolina.
Well, yeah.
Please don't do that because you'd have to follow us the whole way, and that'd be really weird. Don't do that. But anyway, I know. It sucks. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. All right.
That's all right.
You want to talk college football?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm disappointed about it too, man. I'm disappointed about it too.
Yeah.
All right. So we did 1-10 yesterday. 11 starts at Missouri. It goes Missouri. I'm not going to read all of them.
Okay.
I'll just read some highlights. Missouri is at 11. LSU's at 13. Clemson 14. Tennessee 15. Miami's 19th. USC 23,
right.
Iowa 25.
Okay, so tell me the question to it.
The question is, who of those 15 teams do you think is maybe, I don't know, if underrated, because you can only have so many teams in the top 10, but of those teams do you think has a chance to be really good this year, make the college? Because some of those teams are going to make the playoffs.
And I know right now this team, let me pull up their schedule real quick, because I know they're in, if the playoffs started today, they would be in. But I'm just going to tell you something. I think damn Missouri.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty good, man. Their schedule lines up. They got a good offense, good defense. I know we were talking about it earlier. Darius Smith, he was at Georgia, transferred over there, obviously. He's out for the year with the knee injury. But, Missouri, they got an easy-ass schedule. Look, okay, got it right here. Their schedule is they got Murray State, Buffalo, Boston College, Vanderbilt.
Okay, 4-0.
Yeah, at A&M, at Massachusetts.
At least 5-1.
Got Auburn at home.
Okay.
At Alabama.
Okay.
Oklahoma at home.
Okay.
At South Carolina, at Mississippi State, and at home with Arkansas.
Yeah, so their hardest games are at home.
Yeah.
That is a favorable schedule. Good quarterback coming back. Maybe the best wide receiver in the country in Luther Burden.
Yes.
I mean, last year at this time, we're like, is Eli Drinkwitz going to be on the hot seat? This year, he just got a new contract, so there's continuity there as well. No, I think, they've got a chance for sure. And it's kind of like something that Brandon Adams said yesterday. Once you go past that top tier of SEC teams, which Georgia is, of course, a part of, Texas is a part of, Alabama's probably a part of, Ole Miss is a part of, whoever gets the best quarterback play between Missouri, LSU, Tennessee, Oklahoma, schools like that, A&M even with Connor Wegman, they've got a chance to jump up and pass one of those four teams.
A&M isn't a bear. Now, they lost some good players, but they retained a lot of good players.
They still have really good players on defense.
They retain a lot of good players.
And that quarterback, Connor Wegman, has been good when he's been healthy.
When he's been healthy.
He just always gets hurt. But, yeah, I mean, if one of those chalky SEC schools, Georgia, Texas, Bama, and Ole Miss don't make the playoff, it's going to be because one of those other teams jump up and got them.
Yeah.
And if one of those other teams jumps up and gets them, there's a chance they make – there's a pretty good chance four SEC teams make the playoff.
I think there will be.
With 12 teams.
I think there will be. The thing – but my only thing with Miami is this, is coach.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
That's a great
question.
They got a veteran quarterback.
Yes.
They have skill position players. They got defensive players.
They have a really good roster.
Really good roster that he's helped recruit, because he's one of the thing about him is he is he's second to none in any coach about recruiting. So he's gotten the guys there. It's him. It's him in situations in the fourth quarter when it's blank cutting time. What does he do? And what mistake will he make? Because that was his thing at Oregon.
Yep.
And it's been his thing at Miami.
Yep.
So where do they go as far as him? Because he is the one. It's not the talent at Miami. It's him.
Yeah. I mean, that's been true about him.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, he's done a great job of getting talent, or Cristobal, wherever he's been. It's just like, and it's not even like, oh, well, like, I think Dan Lanning, at least from my perspective, has gotten a little bit of criticism for decision making. But at least those are like understandable decisions. It's like, all right, he was aggressive and went for two here.
Yes.
The stuff Cristobal does.
What the hell are you doing?
No one would do.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing?
All you gotta do is kneel on the ball and your team's winning these games, and he's not doing it. They've got a favorable schedule as well.
Yeah.
Miami does.
Because they start off with Florida.
Florida.
Where's that at?
It's in Florida.
It's at Swamp, okay.
And then, 3:30 game, August 31st in Florida. No thanks.
No, boy. It's going to be
just
warm.
It's
going to be warm.
The stickiest, hottest
But that's what I'm saying. Like, those are games that Miami should win.
Yes.
They're big games, and I'm talking about close games. How does he coach it? Did he coach it tight, and does he make mistakes? And more likely, with his resume, he's made a mistake.
He makes mistakes. Yeah, that tends to – no, I think they're really good. It wouldn't surprise me if they make the playoff, but it also wouldn't surprise me if they miss it because of a couple of bad mistakes that Cristobal makes down the stretch. I think Clemson's going to have a really good year. I think that defense is so good.
They are.
I don't think they're going to beat Georgia in the first game, but I think now in this playoff era where you can lose a game or two and still get in, that defense is incredible. And I don't know. I like their quarterback. I think their quarterback's a good player.
He's all right.
I don't think he's a great player. Yeah, but he's got some tools. It's just that offensive line.
Yeah.
He's been so bad the last couple of years.
That defensive line has always been a staple since they had this run. They've always had great players on it, but they've always had a solid offensive line. They just have not had that. My thing with Georgia, and going back to something we were talking about yesterday, is like, you know, do I think Georgia is going to should win every single game this year? I do. But is it a guarantee like it always has been that I think they'll win every game? No, it's not, because of the schedule, where they're going, and you got teams that can actually win a national championship on your schedule right now.
Multiple
teams. Yeah. They haven't had that. They haven't had that until they got to the SEC championship game or the playoffs, that teams that can actually win a national championship. You got to go to teams house this year that can actually legitimate win a national championship.
As for a team that I really like,
you mentioned a team yesterday.
I like Utah.
Okay.
I think Utah is going to benefit from the 12-team playoff as much as anybody outside the SEC and the Big Ten, because they've been really good for a really long time.
Yeah.
They fly under the radar because they're in the Pac-12, and if you don't go undefeated and win the Pac-12, you don't make the playoff.
They're going to win the damn title.
They're probably going to win the Big 12.
Yeah.
I think they play Arizona on September 28th. Now, that's in Utah. That's a huge game.
Yeah.
They also play
Arizona's quarterback, and they might have the best receiver.
They have one of the best receivers in America. Yeah. If Arizona still had their coaching staff from last year, I might pick them to go to the playoff, but there's a lot of turnover there. I think Oklahoma State's really good. So Utah plays Oklahoma State. in Stillwater on September 21st, and then they play Arizona in Utah on September 28th. If they win both those games,
they're in.
They're gone.
They're in. They'll probably win the Big 12.
They'll probably win the Big 12. Because after that, it's pretty smooth sailing for them. All right. We'll come back. We'll get into an AMA to wrap the show up. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. By the way, final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Couple phone lines available if you want to jump on at 404-726-0929. But we'll start with Eddie, who's in Cumming. Hey, Eddie.
Hey guys, listen to y'all every day. One of my favorite shows on the radio. And kind of going what Randy said earlier about hanging with him at the Tour Championship, my question to y'all is, would you be interested in a free, all expenses paid guide trip on Lake Lanier? I would love to take y'all out fishing and hang with the group.
Eddie wants to take us fishing on Lake Lanier.
What does all inclusive expenses mean?
Yeah,
what does that entail?
That means I got all the bait, the tackle, the beer, the snacks, the whatever.
My man.
All right.
No, I'm not gonna go. No, I'm good. Yeah, I don't get on the lakes, man. You know, give me a
no lakes.
Lake. Yeah, I don't go out on that lake. Hey, can we like sit on the boat on the dock? I'm there, Eddie. I'm there. I'm drinking beer.
Did you go to the yacht party on Lake Lanier?
Couldn't make it, dude. I was so drained. Go ahead. If we can sit on the dock and that boat not move, hey Eddie, I'm there. Send Abe the address. I'm bringing Abe with me.
Y'all want to go?
Appreciate it.
All right, Eddie, we appreciate it.
No, I'll be happy to leave my number.
Okay, yeah. Bo, don't do it on live radio.
Yeah, Bo got it. Bo got it.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I like to fish. I haven't been fishing in a while.
I put this in a situation. Like, I ain't going without you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't going without you.
I'll go with you.
Okay.
Well, when are we going to do it? I don't know. But
Mike Bell said the best thing this weekend, and it is always. I mean, the best thing today, and it's so true. When you're in this time of year, we're running out of weekends.
We are running out of weekends.
And running out of weekends don't mean that we got to go somewhere.
No, it doesn't.
And that's not why I said we're running out of weekends.
Right.
I'm running out of weekends sitting my ass at home. All right?
When football starts, it's just a different.
But that's her reasoning,
it's
too.
A different thing.
But that's her reason why she wanna to go.
Oh, because she's running out of weekends to get you to do stuff.
Yes.
Because I remember last year you gave them like, all right, we got 7 weekends till football.
Yes,
we can do a bunch of stuff.
You remember I held up my bargain.
Did you not make that deal this year?
Yeah, of course I made it, Andy.
Okay.
And this is if God put her in my life to test me, I know this. She is my peace, but dang, like she got a few weekends confused, Andy. That's all I'll say.
Oh,
yeah,
because there's some buys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and I'm having my 40th in September, but I tried to be courteous about that because it's on Georgia bye week.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's on Georgia's bye week.
Which means you're going to be somewhere else.
No, means when I'm coming back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Where are you going?
I'll wait 2 weeks.
All right. I would love to go. I would love to go fishing.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
With Eddie.
If me and Eddie can go, I'm going.
That sounds fun. Andrew is in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. I got two questions for you. Quick one for you, Andy, first is I asked Abe and Randy on Monday about this, but I know you follow a bunch of basketball podcasts and things like that. Wanted to get your stance on the FIBA rules with goaltending, because I think it's actually going to be beneficial if they implemented the NBA, so I just want to see how you felt about that, or like putback slams or like knocking the ball off the rim. And then the other question, it's completely unrelated. I'm not trying to make light of the situation, but there was a story that came out about a girl who went to a concert and she had some kind of trauma, whatever, and she lives every day as if it's like June 11th, 2019. So I was talking with my guys and we were like...
51st dates, right?
Yeah, it's like some 51st dates or like Groundhog's Day type thing. Yeah, yeah. So my question for y'all is like, if you could live 7 days that was either a day that you lived in your past that was like your best day, or if you, the other option would be like a build your own day kind of thing for 7 days, like just a week straight, what would you do and how would that look?
All right.
So if I can do something for 7 days in a row, same thing.
Yeah. And I guess, would it have to be a day you already lived? Because that's what this is for this woman. Like, she lived this day.
Right.
And then she lives the day
over and over again.
Like, is there a day that you would want to relive? Because that's a pretty good day.
That's a pretty good day. I mean, some really good days, man. Going back to, never mind.
You never know who might be driving around listening. The day we got married, of course, was the favorite.
I mean, that was a beautiful day.
I mean, there's some other days though.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Could I go back?
I just wouldn't.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not gonna. Because I might say.
Or design your own day. Design the perfect.
But the thing about it is, my perfect day, I always get on vacation.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you do it.
Yeah. I do everything. Anything I want to do. Anything I don't want to do. Well, hell no. It's every damn day. No, but it's really not. Like during the week, I want to do so many. These middle school kids, and it's amazing that my daughter was just in middle school. My daughter's middle school.
Right.
Dude, they got so many damn activities, Andy. I would get 3.5 hours to 4 hours after work, chilling.
Right.
Now I got 2.5.
Right, you're cutting right into
it. Yeah, man.
I don't know what just happened. I don't think we answered the question. Oh, but I do think it would be cool if there wasn't. I don't know about the goaltending as far as defense, but I hate it when guys put it back, do put back dunks, and they get super like minute on the. Oh, they were in their cylinder.
That sucks.
Ah, just let him dunk it. He was 8 feet above the rim.
Yeah.
Let him dunk it. Billy is in Atlanta. Hey, Billy.
Hey, what up, y'all? all right, so growing up, I was called IHOP, like the restaurant, and they stood for the International House of Penguins because I walk like a penguin. So my question to y'all is, what was the name growing up that you didn't like?
Friends called him IHOP.
IHOP.
International House of Penguins.
Damn, Billy.
Billy, I mean, that's bow-legged Billy.
That's bow-legged Billy, yeah.
Let us
but
know.
Billy said he was bowing one leg.
By the way, Jack's the bow legs are kind of straightening out.
Yeah,
like
I mean.
But a rough day for my boy yesterday as he's like, because, you know, he's walking and all that, but now he's experimenting with speed and he's getting a little cocky.
Yeah.
This guy fell and hit his head so many times yesterday.
Yeah,
he's so bumped up.
Yeah, dog. Jack lumpy.
He's lumpy. Like, and luckily he came home from school with a couple of them because I took him back with more yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was one of these, like, just so you know, like, this is from him falling. Nothing horrible happened.
Oh, yeah. But you got to make sure.
You got to be careful.
You got to be careful.
You have to be careful.
I tell you this. Anything.
I didn't punch a 1 year old.
Growing up, anything that had ass in it, I had a nickname.
Really?
Black ass Randy, poe ass Randy, nappy head ass Randy. So anything that had that in it, man.
Big head was all the time. I got called Big Head my whole life. Forever, really. And then, I don't know, I guess people are nicer as grown-ups.
You grew into it.
I guess. My head's still really big. I think you guys are just nicer than the people that I grew up with. And when I was a kid, that was constant. Justin is in Athens. Hey, Justin.
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
Hi, Justin.
So, my question is, I got a good story to tell if you got time for it, but what's your most embarrassing truth or dare story if you played it as a kid?
Oh man.
That just always ended up great.
I mean,
truth or dare.
Truth and dare was awesome.
Everybody was just trying to do the same thing.
I got a good story if y'all want to hear it.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so I was probably 7 or 8. Me and my cousins were camping out in the yard at night, and I live out in the country, so we get away with doing stupid stuff all the time anyway. But so we were playing truth or dare, and we then went through the cycle where we had dared each other to run around the house butt naked.
Oh, yeah.
And it got to me, and so I'm like, you know, I'm a little grown man. I ain't going to chicken out. So I ran out, running around the house. Well, I guess my uncle got, like, hearing us laughing because we're cutting up, and he comes out the door, and it, like, scared me. So I'm hauling butt naked, and I run into a rose bush.
Oh!
Like, not a little rose bush either. Like, the rose bush was bigger than me.
Oh,
so yeah.
Yeah, that don't sound too much fun. But yeah, truth or dare.
We laughed our butts off after I got done crying.
I got a question because we played truth or dare. We always played with girls.
Yeah, I never.
Yeah. We all sleep with girls.
Because we knew what we were doing.
Yeah, we knew what we were trying to do.
Yeah, like you'd wait a couple rounds. Yeah. And then you'd be like, all right, Randy, I dare you to kiss what's her name.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, I guess I have to. Yeah, and then you get to kiss a girl.
That was the only way.
That was just how your boys help you kiss girls.
Yeah, dog. I mean, that's what I think about. Like, that's like.
Also, who said truth?
I don't know anybody said truth. We always
all right, dare. Andy, truth or dare?
Truth.
This always means.
What?
It's all we, but we used to play dare, double dog dare.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we used to play.
Okay. So then double dog dare would be like the most
damn
outrageous.
Near kill yourself,
but you have to do
but
it.
You have to do it. But yeah, nobody but would do it.
We double dog dared you to do
no,
it.
No, we would do that. No, we play that. Yeah, but there were certain games as a kid you played with girls.
Yeah, you played with girls.
Yeah, play high, go get it. Girls.
You told me about that
yes.
one.
And then you played.
We never
truth
played
that. Yeah, you played truth or dare. Yes, you did.
No, we didn't. We didn't. No, it's really true.
Gordo, you would not if you played it. You played high, go get it, eh?
Okay. I'm not saying you guys didn't do
no.
it. I'm saying it wasn't on the Seattle playgrounds.
Yeah, man.
It hadn't gotten out there
we
yet.
We were definitely.
I bet you get in a lot of trouble for doing that now.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. You'd be in the back of a squad car.
Kicked out of elementary school for that. All right. Hey, before we get the takeaways of the day, caller number 6 right now is going to win a pair of tickets to see comedian Jim Jefferies with Mark Norman and Dan Soder Saturday, September 14th at the fabulous Fox Theater. Tickets are on sale at foxtheater.org. So give us a call right now, 404-726-0929. Caller number 6. Going to see Jim Jefferies. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show.
Musk is me, and I am Musk.
X-Hamster has a librarian section.
Yeah.
Which I already knew, but it just was said aloud, and I liked it.
There ain't nothing good in Baltimore but crab cakes and Norma Jeans. And Norma Jeans got them cakes.
Yeah, buddy.
Love Down Under, probably a hit show in Australia.
They got to have that.
IHOP may not be the nickname you think it is.
Dude, Billy. And maybe I ain't look at Billy enough, but every time I see Billy, I'm going to make sure see if he's bow-legged.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, me too.
Yeah.
Bow-legged Billy.
Bow-legged Billy.
Hasn't made soap in a while, so now he's bow-legged
Billy. Bow-legged Billy.
International House of Penguins, a rough nickname.
There,
all right.
Kids.
Dukes and Bell are coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.